Yeah, look, there's work starting now very shortly, and look, there will be a disturbance for the wider community around Crawley, Minuil, Tarragas, and Cantrash and the Heart. And it's unfortunate, and Skirin has worked to try to minimalise the time scale of this year to get the works done as soon as possible. It is coming from the treatment plant, this new pipeline that we've been badly looking for a very long time, and it's encouraging now to see that contractor's been appointed and the works is going to be starting very, very shortly in this. And like I said, there will be an inconvenience, especially for those in home help and other services that depend to get to them areas to provide the service that they do provide. But hopefully now it won't take as long as we had hoped. They were hoping that traffic will be able to flow after working hours, but within working hours, people are being asked to divert around the area where it's been designated. And look, this is, I think it's encouraging to see that this work is starting. There are other areas that we badly need to get seen done, which is many another over the railway line here in the Rosses, and also out in the Mahari, the back lane. I've been calling for a line to go up there for quite a long time. New buildings being built up out there, and it's important that people have a source of fresh water. And even for ourselves, to make sure that the communities are well served, us as public representatives, it's something that is raised with us, all of us, on a regular basis, need that be from Maharoti to the Rakhunra, Cartahaike, Filcara, and the surrounding areas. It's really important that we have a good source of water and there's no disruptions. And this time of year, when you see a massive footfall, we've seen some of the statistics coming out this last couple of days on the staycations. You know, we have the scholarly in the Gaeltachta, their parents coming during the summer period. And it's not acceptable that any vanity or any business, or more importantly as well, homes, would be disrupted by the government not investing the funding that's needed. And I talk to Skirin on nearly a daily basis, well, most weeks without exaggeration. And then, as they're saying, give us the money and we'll build the infrastructure that is needed. You know, we've seen over successive governments failing to invest into the infrastructure of water. And as one senior minister had once quoted saying, what value is putting money into a water system that's buried and I get no votes out of it because the public don't see it? Terrible attitude, but it reflects the attitude of government when it comes to our water infrastructure over many, many years.
And you mentioned there about the disruption disturbances, but that is the price for ultimately a positive upside at the end.
Well, yes. Look, the road needs to be... It needs to be worked at, pipes need to be laid, and unfortunately the reality is that this is the only way that we can work this and have as little disturbance as possible. Now, there is an argument, and you hear people quoted on a regular basis, can we not do night works? But yes, there's place for night works, there's no doubt about it, but I find that it's slower, it takes longer, where this year, yes, there is a disruption to the wider community, heart of the canton, the Gracagas, Crawley, Gus Minuil, but it's important that this is done. I've been calling along with others for this for a long time, and now we see the fruits of that call is now starting to bring to fruition.